Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The intro to this episode is going to be the follow-up from last week. So just picture last week's intro and then say, and it gets worse.
And it gets worse.
Like, hey, Blizzard's pretty shitty. And it gets worse.
And it's terrible. That's what it is.
Terrible.
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 The world's terrible.
Churlish. Terrible.
You shouldn't believe in large corporations. The devil. I can't talk.
They are. They are ornery. They're the devil. They got no toothbrushes.
Eat the rich.
They're rapists, comrades, and sexual harassers. I don't know if eat the rich fits this problem, but...
I don't know. Sounds good.
Yeah, sure.
I read a whole story about the CEO of Activision Blizzard and his buddies that have a private plane together.
Is it called the Cosby plane?
I don't know.
I mean, they have the Cosby room, so. The Cos, as they called it, I believe.
That's so fucking whack.
In 2013, so tell me again how Bill Cosby just got acquitted or whatever out of jail.
I don't know. The world's a fucked up place, but if
damn
you want to
straight
avoid... Oh, yeah. We're not to that point yet. This is the Gamers 2 podcast.
Matt's just moving us through this episode.
Your weekly roundup of news and commentary related to the video game industry and anything else that might pique our interest. Crazy baseball trades going on right now. Well, happened already. So that's fun if you're a sports person, perhaps.
Yeah. Trade deadline was today at 4 o'clock, and there's no waiver deadline, so this was it for the season.
This was it.
And it went nuts. Rizzo to the Yankees. Gallo to the Yankees. Chris Bryant. Andrew Haney to the Yankees. Chris Bryant to the Giants. Javi Baez to the Mets. Kimbrel to the White Sox. Should I keep going? Trey Turner and Max Scherzer to the Dodgers. Jose Berrios to the Toronto Blue Jays.
Trevor Kyle Story Schwarber to nowheres.
Yeah, Trevor Story's still in Colorado. Kyle Schwarber goes to the Boston Red Sox.
The Red Sox. I like that better than Red Sox. It's Reeds it was, wearing socks.
It was my southern version of the team.
Okay.
So there's your baseball update. If you have any more questions and what I think about things, feel free to tweet at me, and I always have opinions.
What else we got?
Opinions.
I don't really have opinions. I'm dead inside. My brain don't work.
He does default to me for a lot of opinions, and then says he doesn't speak for me. So I really don't know how this podcast works.
I mean, sometimes I have opinions. Most of the time, if I am not passionate about something, I'll just be like, yeah, that sounds good.
Most times.
You know what?
What?
Sometimes, you know, you are raised by a loving family and you have hope in your eyes, and then you meet the real world and it beats you down and it rips out your soul and you're not a person anymore and you're hollow. So you just don't have opinions.
I was waiting for which anecdote of us that was about to be. Cause it's both like, yeah, loving family. Oh yeah. Real world. Not hate. We both hate everything. We're both empty and hollow inside. And it just turns out that I'm opinionated about it still.
Yeah, well, so if you're dead inside and you don't have opinions and you want to entertain yourself, I suggest new release video games. It's a good drug. You know, sometimes, you know, I'll just buy a game and not play it just to get that feeling of like, I might play this game, and then I don't.
every now and then I just need the touch of a video game.
Yep. Sometimes I try to buy a PlayStation 5 and just for rejection at the place order button.
Just so I know what it feels like.
Just to get the thrill of almost getting one.
If I want rejection, I just exist.
The world does reject you. The world rejects your existence.
The world, yeah, just, yeah. Can we move on?
Yeah, new release games. Tell me about them. What do you got for me?
Did we intro?
Yeah, I introed.
Oh, yeah, we did. We said peak interest baseball. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm not listening.
No, that's fine. Gotta get those dollar bills, y'all. God bless you.
Sorry, that was a sneeze. I know that confuses people sometimes.
Gotta find someone to procreate with. Gotta...
Mom? What are you? Why are you on the podcast? Tell me to find somebody to procreate with.
When I was 16, I was an angry kid.
Oh, I thought you said you procreated.
And my mom got mad at me, and she screamed at me that I just needed to get laid.
Oh. That's also your mother, though.
Yeah, it's true.
Your mother's a nice lady.
She is. She was at my house when I got home today, cleaning in preparation for offspring.
I was half just expecting you to be like, wasn't expecting her.
She also went to the baseball game with us.
Oh. Fun.
She wants to go. She's like, we should do this more often. We should go hit up bigger games. And I'm like, yeah, sure. Let's do it.
Yeah, I mean, we've done it before.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is there's a John Boy and Jake meet and greet at the Hudson Valley Renegades game in a little bit.
I didn't know that.
That's
just
outside of Poughkeepsie. Right next to Poughkeepsie.
We've made that drive before.
Poughkeepsie's here. It's right here.
All right. Well, I guess we're going to have to do that. What day?
I don't know.
Is it August 27th?
Hopefully it's not tomorrow.
Okay. If it's tomorrow, that'd be nice. I'd get in the car and go.
I don't know when. We have to look at tickets.
Okay. All right, we'll do that afterwards.
All right.
So let's get into this new release.
Welcome to the podcast called Matt and Nate Plan a Schedule.
Matt and Nate Make Plans.
Matt and Nate's Big Adventure. Excellent adventure.
Yeah. We're rebranding. That's the new podcast name.
Something, something San Dimas.
Something, something. What is
it? Oh, the Wild Stallions. I almost said White Stallions. That's a different team. Let's talk about the new releases, though. Like, number one, Darius Burst. Another Chronicle EX Plus for the PlayStation and Switch. I swear, if these lists start counting Switch and Switch OLED, by the way, I'm going to lose my shit.
You wait till the Steam Deck gets in on that.
Well, that'll be just considered PC, I assume.
Oh, they'll have some like special FPS limiter mode.
Yo, yeah. So they have to define it as an entirely different.
Yep.
Number two, The Great Ace Attorney Chronicles for the PC, PlayStation, and PlayStation. I had a single beer. Number three, High Fleet. It's not even. Is it empty? Nope. Got to finish that before this finishes. High Fleet for the PC. Number four, Microsoft Flight Simulator for the Series X. You can officially fly to whatever island you so wish to escape your house from. Or you can be me and crash a giant Boeing jet somewhere in Philadelphia because it started to autocorrect on you. Number five, Neo, The World Ends With You. For PlayStation and Switch.
I wish it would.
Number... I don't think that's what that means. Number six, Nightbook for PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. Number seven, Skydrift Infinity for the PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. Number eight, Tribes of Midgard for the PC, PlayStations. That is one I have on my list to potentially look at.
That
because we talked about that from Summer
Games.
Was that
one in early access or did someone play that at some point?
No,
it
was brought up in one of the montages from Summer Game Fest E3 stuff.
Oh yeah,
that's why it's in my list of like things to check out.
Mm.
Number 9 through 11 are Final Fantasy 1 through 3 Pixel Remaster for the PC. Number 12, Unbound Worlds Apart for the PC and Switch. Number 13, Arksmith for the Oculus Quest. Number 14, The Ascent, another one that was on the list, for PC, Xbox, and Xboxes. I believe The Ascent was the twin-stick cyberpunk shooter.
Yeah.
Like top-down, somebody was a mech at one point. Number 15, Eldest Souls for PC, PlayStations, Xboxes, and Switch. Number 16, The Long Gate for the Switch. Number 17, Draft of Darkness for the PC. And number 18, No Longer Home for the PC. I want to question the name The Long Gate on number 16. It's correct, but the idea of a long gate just means that the gate itself is just very wide.
So is it a long gate or is it a wide gate?
Right. Or does it just take a very, very, very long time to open?
The long
gate. And the whole game is you just waiting for it to open. Anyway.
Isn't another usage of the word gate your, like, step? Like, how long your...
Yeah, yeah.
Your
gate.
Yeah.
Horses have gate.
Yes. So maybe they're referencing that.
To tie in the equestrian Olympics.
Okay.
I'm going to make Olympic references throughout this entire show.
There is one.
Yeah, no, that's one.
No, there's another one. Oh. There's one scripted in.
Oh, well, I didn't see that.
Well, you
I'm shoehorning them in as much as I can.
Do you want to guess what it is?
What the reference is going to be?
Yeah, what the Olympic story is going
to
be.
Oh, Olympic story?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody found a way to have sex on those beds.
I mean, I'm sure that's a fact, but... if there's people, they can figure out how to have sex.
Oh, yeah. And if there happen to be like some of the world's best athletes that are very flexible and everything else, like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Great stamina. Healthy for the most part, unless they have COVID. Hey, how you feeling about one or two?
I'm feeling two.
All right. Feeling two. Wants to rant. All right.
No, I normally in this situation would be making you read it so I could rant. Because, yes, I did glance at what it is.
Yeah.
But, no, I just did 18 freaking games I don't want to do.
That's fair. We're going to kick things off with game delays because that's like a normal routine now. Kenna, Bridge of Spirits has been delayed from August 24th to September 21st to, quote, polish the game across all platforms, end quote. Bloomberg has a source claiming that Horizon Forbidden West is delayed into the first quarter of 2022, which I think we all felt that that was going to be the case. And even Sony at one point said, like, hey, we think this might come out later.
Well, this is so here's the funny thing specifically with that. Do we talk about Halo later?
No.
OK, so I'm going to mention it now. Halo still doesn't have a date.
Yeah, that's delayed.
Which is both of our thoughts. It's like that it is in a nightmare scenario where it gets delayed again.
Yep.
But if they're smart, and it would be painful because it's not going to be finished when they want to do it, which is going to get them shit.
Yeah.
But Sony currently has walked out of holiday season.
Yes.
They've left.
Besides that Last of Us remaster.
Right. So like I said, they've left because nobody should spend money on that.
I don't know if there's anything actually coming out. I just wanted to make that Last of Us is going to have another release joke.
I don't like him because he's right. That being said, no, it needs to, like, you could win. You could dominate holiday by just existing in terms of the console argument. You have to compete with Battlefield, but you get to have mind share because PlayStation's walked away.
Yeah.
That's all.
They should just
pull. But if it's not finished, you'd eat shit.
They should just like pull literally every single of their studios onto it for like a couple months just to finish it up.
Yeah. Like, what are you guys doing? What? No, I don't care. I need you for 2 weeks. We got to finish this.
Yeah.
We get back to your old, you know, Bethesda game whenever.
Yeah, which isn't going to be out for 5 years.
Yeah, we're not worried about something that you guys can't get to work in Creation
Your
Engine.
Hellblade game that apparently you didn't even start fucking working on yet. Twats. All right. Glass Bottom Games has delayed Skatebird from August 12th to September 16th. They released a short, funny trailer to announce the delay with the closing tagline saying, quote, "Sorry, shipping games is hard," end quote. Pearl Abyss announced that Crimson Desert is being delayed until an unspecified date. Always great. In a statement shared on Twitter, the team explained that they had decided they needed to, quote, "dedicate more time to avoiding new ideas." Well, I don't know why I read it that way. "Dedicate more time to adding new ideas for an even deeper, more enriching game." It was a Freudian slip because it's Pearl Abyss, Crimson Desert. You know, Black Desert Online, like
it's just all of them. It's all right there.
It's all the same fucking game.
Yeah, I mean, basically.
And the delay was necessary for people's health and blah 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 blah. No one really cares. Splitgate's final release has been delayed.
Speaking of people's health, Blizzard.
Splitgate's final release has been delayed into August while the studio revamps their server infrastructure.
That's good. Also, spoiler alert: August is in 2 days.
Yes. And you can still get in. You can still play the game now. Cause it's
yeah,
still,
I've been playing it. It's been a lot of fun.
Still in beta. Oh, I'm Nate. I play video games.
I'm Matt. I'm on a video game podcast and I don't.
I'm a hipster. All right.
Yeah. I'm the video game hipster. I purposely have created a podcast, hipster move number one. And then number two, I actually refuse to play new games.
But I
most recently I played a remaster.
I commentary on them.
Yeah, but I made sure to play a remaster from 13 years ago.
Listen, you don't need to come in here with that level of criticism and hostility.
I'll come in worse.
It's not my fault that you are losing games at Splitgate.
No, actually, I win, and it's also funnier that your wife has probably played more video games this week than you have.
Well, she's better at them now.
Anyway, yeah, Splitgate's fun.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Definitely has the Halo feel, for sure.
That's not a bad thing.
But it has better movement.
Oh, shots fired!
I haven't played Infinite yet. So maybe that's fixed more in Infinite. But like old Halo, when you go back now, oh, it's just
didn't
so
age well.
Stiff. I can't stand it.
Yeah, I mean, like. The funny thing is like what I think of Halo actually playing like is probably what Destiny plays like.
Kind of, but Destiny got more fluid still.
That's what I'm saying though, because it's such Destiny is like clearly a natural progression of what like
where it should be type of thing. Yeah. All right, so do we move on to the shit?
Yeah. Do you want me to explain to you how I structured this? It might be important. To you.
To me or to the people that are going to try to understand how you structured it?
Probably to the way you're going to read it. Because I didn't want to go... So much has come out. I didn't want to go into depth onto it. So essentially, it's structured as almost like these are article headlines. And like there might be a little blurb underneath it that gives a couple more details about it.
Okay. That will work for me.
Mm-hmm. And you can, you know, add your color commentary in there as you exist in the Blizzard Activision realm more than I do.
Let's just not say that.
I mean that in like a gaming way, not like you're running around touching women without them asking type of way.
Yeah, definitely not doing that one. Definitely not doing that one. Can't even find a woman.
You don't need one. You got Max.
I have you.
Oh.
You're in my house once a week, guaranteed. I know where you live.
Chloroform through the furnace.
Yeah, he does get tired the moment he walks in the door, so.
I'm pretty sure it's the color palette in the downstairs.
That wasn't my choice, any of that.
So, you know, if you're interested in that type of thing, send recommendations to Nate for... You know, wall paints, carpet colors, all that good stuff.
Like, by the way, he's referencing like a canary yellow that somehow tires him.
It's that, and then the walk into like the dark living room.
I mean, yeah, the living room's dark, but I prefer to I'm a vampire.
It's just
dark.
Like, you want to take a nap here.
Yeah, it's great. I take naps there a lot.
You won't wake up chained to a wall in the basement.
You won't wake up in a different room. I can't put chains in my basement, man. It's too tiny down there.
Tiny basement problems. All right, Blizzard.
I got to crouch. It's so annoying to go down there.
Well, that's just because you're like...
I'm not that tall.
Taller.
I'm like average.
I'm average.
What I got you by 2 inches?
You're 2 inches above average.
All right.
Just in height, ladies. Don't worry.
Yeah, because if I was 2 inches bigger than him, it would be, you know, 3 inches.
Shots fired. What is this podcast? At
both of us.
What is this?
Where are you going, bud? You going that way?
All right, good job. You jumped down. All right, number two. Activision Blizzard. We should not have made that joke before this. Activision Blizzard has had quite a week. We're just going to read some headlines to summarize the situation. There was a lawsuit filed that we talked about last week, as you heard in the intro. That company called the case... Yeah, this is the best part. Blizzard has doubled down, essentially, in refuting the claims with a lot of evidence. So they're calling the case distorted and inaccurate. You fucking idiots.
Yeah.
Bungie, former Activision studio, spoke out against toxic studio cultures following the Activision lawsuit. So there's an entire studio saying, yeah, there's problems. Gaming outlets have halted Activision Blizzard coverage in terms of they've halted any like game news or anything like that. Obviously, they're still covering this ongoing suit. Blizzard president addressed harassment and discrimination lawsuit. Former Activision Blizzard executives apologized for failing women. Blizzard co-founder, former president, and CEO Mike Morhaime apologized for failing women during his 28-year tenure at Blizzard, and said he is ashamed of the behavior alleged in the document. Former VP of Story and Franchise Development Chris Metzen offered apologies, quote, for the part I played in a culture that fostered harassment, inequality, and indifference, end quote. For reference, Morhaime has since founded a new studio, and so has Metzen.
Mm-hmm.
Though Metzen's not a game studio, not a video game studio. Not that that makes any real difference, but... for what it's worth, and I don't really have any skin of defending either of them. They're both legendary in the space, but I haven't seen their names attached to anything. Any of the like images or the group chats or the stories, I haven't seen their names put in, but they were in leading roles. Activision Blizzard employees revealed plans to do a walkout and then did said walkout.
Yeah, it looked pretty sizable, I think.
Yeah, it's pretty large.
Hmm.
Bunch of... bunch of content creators also, like, you know, joined them in a sense of either some weren't streaming WoW that day or any... Activision Blizzard game, other ones. There was because the time got told of their plans of when they were going to do their walkout. So everybody was logged in and they were all formed around like a certain spot. And then everybody logged out at the exact same time as the walkout was happening.
Hmm.
Kind of cool thing to see.
For WoW.
Yeah. Yeah. Inside of WoW, they were all gathered in certain spots and stuff. It's kind of a cool thing to like see the visual of it all happen.
Yeah.
It was in the middle of the day, so I didn't get to see. I saw videos of it. I didn't get to see it live. Though there was one of our guildmates was in, had like no attend, had not heard like of anything that was happening or whatever. And she has a screenshot of everybody was on, I think, the Wandering Ancient mount in this spot. And she's like, I just walked past this. What the hell is going on? And then they all just log out and she's like, what the fuck was that? Like, just had she was entirely unaware. Let's see here. Next headline. Activision Blizzard CEO Bobby Kotick
details Kodak? Kodak, I never remember. Kodak. Details action to address issues raised by the lawsuit. He shared a list of actions that the company will be taking to improve effective immediately. This included a review process of managers and leaders across the company and listening sessions so that staff can share ideas on how the workplace culture can be improved, which is probably going to be fire a lot of people. They also hired a company called WilmerHale to review policies and procedures. Interestingly, this is the same law firm that Amazon hired to help them keep workers from unionizing. Weird look, Blizzard.
I feel like everything that they've done up until this point is like textbook examples of
panic defensive.
Yes, and what not to do.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, you could, you're gonna be able to, if you're an HR student,
mm-hmm,
in like 5 years' time, this will start making the case into textbooks of like how you don't run a company.
Yeah.
And if something does hit the fan, what you don't do.
Yeah.
The World of Warcraft team promises changes following the Activision Blizzard lawsuit. Developers behind the game made their own statement regarding the situation at the firm, pledging to make additional changes both in and out of the title. Those changes do include like going in and ripping out a bunch of references to things that no longer needed to, you know, no longer should be there and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's necessarily related exactly to this, but on the Burning Crusade PTR for the next build, I believe the slash spit emote is getting removed.
Mm.
Because people were, you know, abusing that. And just spitting on people. It's like, why, you know. Well, we were all having fun with it for a bit, and then you guys all started using it terribly, so, well, it's got to go.
That's why we can't have anything nice.
People ruin it for everyone. Shareholder rights law firm Robbins LLP has launched an investigation into Activision Blizzard. Due to the fact that they shareholders weren't told of the like potential implications of the stuff, yeah, or whatever.
There was a few reasons, but it basically boils down to that.
Over 3,800 current and former Activision Blizzard staff signed an open letter condemning the company's reaction, the initial reaction anyway, to the lawsuit, which called Activision Blizzard's response, quote, abhorrent and insulting to all that we believe our company should stand for, end quote. If you didn't read Activision Blizzard's initial statement, it's fucking terrible. Not even like what you shouldn't do. Literally basically spits in the victim's face. They slash spit at a CEO level. What?
It's not even like it wasn't even like a generic PR statement. Like,
yeah, it wasn't like,
we take these allegations seriously and we plan to investigate them. It was like, this is absolutely not happening.
Yeah.
And we believe this is slander.
Yeah,
like,
this clearly isn't real. And you're like, what the fuck? It you almost read it with the idea of like, there's no way they're this stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
Turns out, by the way, they are. Staff at Activision Blizzard criticized Bobby Kotick's attempt to address concerns of the company, saying that his original email, quote, fails to address critical elements at the heart of employee concerns, end quote. Which he's had a couple emails that have come out. Not really good.
No.
I think the most recent one was like the best one, where he's like, we clearly fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Where he slowly is like slowly starting to realize he's screwed.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, yeah, plug the holes in the ship. What do you mean it's half sunk? And one of the lines almost reads with, God, what is that person's name? Fran something, one of the higher females that was like, there's nothing going, you know, like she's condemning the same thing. She's basically in the same line of like, this, none of this is real.
Mm-hmm.
And one of Bobby's lines in his email has something very, very along the lines of almost like, why the fuck did you say anything? Like, almost like, just the way that it was addressed was like, and some people just jumped to writing things and whatever, and it was almost basically him, like, you could almost read between the lines, it's him looking at her and going, you need to never say a thing again, you idiot. Ubisoft staff backed the Activision Blizzard protesters and called for industry-wide change. Over 500 people have signed the letter from 32 Ubisoft studios. That being said, Ubisoft went through its own rigmarole, which we did talk about last week, where they hired an outside firm to start doing all the investigation.
We don't really get into it on this one, but it did kick off what's happening at Activision Blizzard also threw some gas on the Ubisoft fire as well, because apparently they haven't been keeping their word as far as what they said they would do to rectify some of those issues. That now that the topic has quieted down, they started to do their normal corporate, like kind of push it over to the side.
Over,
And so it kind of jump-started all that again.
God, I hate corporations. And people. Also, Activision Blizzard confirms a former WoW creative director, Alex Afrasiabi's dismissal last year was over, quote, misconduct in his treatment of other employees, end quote. So they confirmed they had fired him for harassment.
Classic.
I honestly don't have anything more to say. Because it's just anger that I've repeated over and over.
Yeah. I mean, this is very much a bird's eye view.
Really need to blow my nose and it's going to be loud.
Yeah,
just
go for it.
Warning.
This is very much a bird's eye view assessment of what's happened. If you are genuinely curious, you can read all these articles that have been out. They do go into detail for the most part. And it's at this point, it's probably fairly safe to say that the majority of the allegations are probably have some basis in fact. So it's just insane to me that it could be this systemic and go on for this long. And it's the big picture thing is that it's good that it's getting out in the open, because obviously it needs to get better.
Burn them to the ground.
Yep. And that's kind of where I stand. Like, I think with something this bad, you really do need to kind of like lop the head off and start fresh.
Everybody, like team lead and above, needs to get canned.
Yeah. Yeah. It definitely needs to be like a really big structure change, which unfortunately we probably won't see. Yeah. We'll see all the executives stay in place, all the heavy hitting higher up leaders stay in place, and they'll probably just scoop out middle management and move on.
Yeah.
Because they'll use them as scapegoats, which is how it goes.
Yeah. It's
I mean, from an objective point of view, like, it's interesting in that we've seen the economic, not really economic, but the creative issues at Activision Blizzard, where like Blizzard specifically, and Activision too, actually, like, they're just, they don't have the creative juices flowing like they used to. Like, we're not seeing all the games coming out. We're seeing, like, massive delays. We're seeing project issues. And then, like, this stuff starts to come out.
I think Activision's had a little bit better of a run, but they aren't in charge of many games anyway.
Yeah.
Like, the Blizzard studios have more games than the Activision studio do, but, like, the Call of Duties have been fine. Like, style-wise and creative, and they have a giant thing in Warzone, but, like, yes, where are the two Diablos, the Overwatches? Like, everything that should have been relatively, quote, easy has taken... Shadowlands.
Yeah.
A lot of things have just been botched. But I would like to see true firing and imprisonment for some of these people. Like, they should be arrested.
Yeah.
I would also take in, before they leave the Blizzard campus, on their way out, they get chained to stockades, and abusers and non-abusers, whoever just wants to throw things at them, and they can throw whatever they can throw from a 10-foot distance. Anything they can throw from 10 feet, you can throw at them.
How do you feel about a good old tar and feathering? See, on the surface, we
can
tar and feathering.
Isn't there something like...
And it doesn't sound that bad, but yeah, I think tar is hot as fuck.
Yeah, it's terrible, but I thought there was like a...
I'm not going to. Is there a race thing tied to that?
Yeah, probably at some point.
I feel like there was at some point. So maybe not that one. I old school stockades and anything that somebody can throw from 10 feet, as long as they can throw it from 10 feet, go for it. You want to try to throw a desk from 10 feet? Listen, go for it. If it hits him, it hits him. You guys got axes? It's like one of the throwing the new axe craze where you throw hatchets at the wall.
Yeah.
Just the target is your harasser.
Yeah, so I guess we'll see.
What happens. Put their like face behind a bulletproof glass thing just so it threatens them constantly as it cracks. That eventually they might get hit.
All right.
There you go. Cruel and unusual punishment. But it's also California, so like, yeah.
Anything else you want to?
No. No. Just that I hope things actually happen.
Yeah, we'll definitely.
And there's not just this. Man, can you imagine still talking about Google versus Epic?
We'll definitely probably have follow-ups on this. So,
yeah, this ideally is not going away anytime soon.
No.
Well, ideally is the weird word.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ideally, people don't stop talking about it and people keep coming forward and more keeps getting unveiled. Also, ideally, once it's all out there and everything's hopefully taken care of, it's never talked about again because it just doesn't happen again.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Unfortunately, humans.
Too true. All right, number three. Sony's PS5 system software beta program is starting to roll out, and it includes access to the long-awaited M.2 SSD slot. Sony notes you'll need an M.2 SSD that's PCIe Gen 4 and has read speeds up to 5,500 megabytes per second, or faster. A variety of Gen 4 drives should be supported, including Samsung's 980 Pro and Western Digital's SN850, two of the more popular ones. Cooling requirements will need to be considered since Sony says a, quote, cooling structure such as a heatsink, end quote, is required. Speaking of Sony, the PS5 has surpassed 10 million units in global sales. And two bots.
Literally.
And scalpers.
And they still can't make enough of them.
Yeah. Yep. 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 Yep.
I mean, I've said this before and I'll say it again. The upgrade thing currently for me isn't a problem of like storage.
Yeah,
It's not anything I run into, but I know that there are some people that are terrible data hoarders and terrible about yada yada. So I know it is an issue of the whole potential heatsink and then finding a drive and yada yada yada. But I think a bunch of people are currently overreacting to it. Is the Xbox solution better? Yeah. But that's not what we're here to discuss.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that I would have to imagine that the amount of people that genuinely are having an issue is a very small percentage. But that's just me spitballing.
In terms of overall, of the 10 million, how many people are actually truly affected by this type of thing?
By the storage thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I tried to buy a PlayStation 5 today.
Yeah,
through Target. Got one in my cart. Got all the way through the checkout process. I was literally at the place order button. Hit place order, and I got a message saying, "We are currently limiting the amount of guests who can check out at a time."
Yeah.
Try again, and then I hit place order again, and it kicked me to the front page and emptied my cart. And
they said, "Ha ha, good joke."
Yeah.
The splash screen popped up with the bullseye of the dog, you need two middle fingers, and
yeah, basically
said, we don't want your money, bark bark.
That's basically what happened. Was like, oh, your money's not good here because we just gave it to the 50 bots that just showed up,
yeah,
2 microseconds ago and bought all of them.
I've been looking at PCs and
similar issues, I'm sure. as far as video cards go, at least.
Well, yeah, in terms of video cards, in terms of video cards I want, and then in terms of justifying the price I want to pay.
Yeah.
Because they're still stupid high.
Yeah.
I'm just like, pain. Existence is pain. Number four, Microsoft has announced that Forza Motorsport 7 will be removed from sale on September 15th, 2021. The announcement said that at that date, Turn 10 Studios game will have reached end-of-life status, meaning the game and its DLC will no longer be available on Xbox Game Pass or to purchase on the Microsoft Store. Didn't know they did that. Interesting.
I didn't either.
But it's also been out forever.
It has.
I'm assuming it's one of those where it's like, yeah, if you own it, or you can still re-download it. You just can't re-buy it anymore.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Still kind of weird, but like whatever.
Yeah, and the servers are going to stay on for a little while longer, but eventually those will get turned off as well.
Yep.
I'm of two minds on this. I hesitate to bring it up, but I'm almost. And it's probably my own bias because I'm more receptive to racing games than like sports games. But I'm not against the idea of like a live service racing game, like iRacing kind of like.
Yeah, no, I'm not against the idea of the same thing. We've brought this up before when I've argued for the case of that to be true of FIFA's and Madden's and football managers and everything else.
Yeah. Where am I? Number five. The Witcher Monster Slayer has amassed 1 million downloads in a week after launch. The country that has downloaded the game the most was... Guess? Did you already look at it?
I already read.
You son of a bitch.
I would have guessed. Poland. I would have guessed it anyway.
I know, I figured.
It's a CD Projekt game, of course.
According to Sensor Tower, it's Poland. Additionally, within a week of launch, the game has generated over $500,000 in player spending. Most spending was from players located in the U.S.
Surprising.
Fucking a bunch of idiots here. Have you tried this?
We're called whales for more than one reason. Am I right, folks? Hey.
Yay. I feel like a whale right now. Have you tried this game?
No, not yet.
Okay.
It is in my, I'm probably going to download it and try it out tomorrow just to see.
Yeah.
I don't really care, I think.
Yeah,
but I'm just curious.
That's what I figured. You'd be the one to try it. Yeah, obviously not me.
Matt doesn't play games. Number six, Facebook has announced that it has temporarily stopped the sales of its Oculus Quest 2 virtual reality headsets over concerns of skin irritation. The company is voluntarily recalling the components of the headset in cooperation with the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, the CPSC, and Health Canada. In a statement via the Oculus blog, it was also announced that the new silicone covers are being introduced globally in conjunction with its headset recall. If only they told you that it was so Facebook could implant those microchips they had to irritate your skin.
We're not supposed to tell them that.
Yeah.
That was a secret that Facebook gave us money to keep.
Like we get paid.
Do you remember the Fitbit thing?
Which one?
The first one. The one where like when they first came out, the bands
still exists in other bands.
Yeah.
My initial Wise band that I have that's very similar to a Fitbit band. It will irritate skin if left on for too long or whatever.
Yeah.
Because you need to like properly keep washing them and yada.
Yeah, because they trap bacteria.
Yeah, like terribly.
Yep. Interesting stuff, people.
Which is a really bad thing when you're supposed to wear an active band when you sweat a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, how do I have athlete's wrist? Jerking off too much? No, I wear a Fitbit. I'm jerking off a lot with the Fitbit arm. Gets my steps in.
What if the software is probably at the point now that it can probably tell that you're doing that? Like that's what you're doing?
Yeah. I mean, well.
That'd be funny if they make a fitness band that tracks like your like masturbating.
Fleshlight hooked up to Google Fit.
So it's like, you were very efficient today or like
efficient
or like something. I don't know, like
yeah, you just get an email into your thing for, like, hymns.
Yeah.
They're like, we noticed it was only 30 seconds. Do you need to see a doctor?
Yeah.
You're like, God, stop, please.
Get away or from like me. It gives you ads for like Tinder and dating apps or something.
Roman. After the fourth time that day, it's like, have you heard of Tinder? Bumble? Okay, Cupid.
I think we're on to something. We could probably make some money off of that.
I don't want to. I like in a way don't want to be associated with it.
That's
how many times do you click on OnlyFans?
That's why we make Dewey the front man.
Have you heard of OnlyFans? Then creators on OnlyFans can pay to be associated with people that are jerking off. You'll get recommended based on how much money you give if people have just been jerking off.
They can tell who is and then send them.
Yeah,
right, get like almost like ads, like give them a thing saying, oh, you can buy these photos or this video for X amount of money.
Yeah. If you sub to my premium tier for $15,
yeah,
you get access to all 300 and some odd posts that I've put up of my Gucci.
We've like fleshed this out way too well.
Flesh is the wrong word to use.
Fleshlight.
You can get those things like molded, apparently.
What's that? Yeah, you can like
same way you can get like dildos molded. You can get those molded.
You can order like certain people's
like what the
parts.
Fuck? It's just so weird.
It's just the world we live in now.
Order somebody's liver,
which is crazy to me because like, have you ever seen Lucas's first movie?
Can I order somebody's liver? No.
THX 1138.
Okay.
Art started out as an art film for school.
Okay.
There's a scene in it.
Hell of a transition.
I know, right? There's a scene in it where like the main character comes home from work and like he sits down in the living room and like it's almost like it's like this weird society where like everything's like structured and you have to take like everyone's got things in their arms and they're like pumped full of certain medications.
Oh, everything's planned and
yeah, you're like emotionless and blah blah blah. So he comes home from work and he sits down and like this machine comes down and basically like jerks him off or whatever. And like that movie was made in like 19, like 70 something, 71 or something like that.
10 more years.
I'm just like, this is not like, this is what is happening nowadays. Basically,
all I can think
is fleshlights and the sex dolls.
Yeah.
And stuff.
All I can think is that's, you know, the elite gamer chair. That's the one with the like scorpion back with triple monitor hangover.
Oh yeah.
All I can think is that's the feature they never tell you about.
It's like,
yeah. Like you're playing, but because you're basically stuck in that chair and it's impossible to get out, it will also just take care of you. And it's like
because of like the circular nature of it.
Yeah.
It always reminds me of the episode of South Park with the gyro motorcycle things. Yeah.
The one where you're supposed to get sex and blow it at the same time
exactly.
In order to make it go.
Mm-hmm.
Man, what a time we live in. Just spend 5 minutes talking about that.
I don't know what the fuck's wrong with us. Number 7.
Oh, we don't have time for that.
A group of industry veterans coming from the likes of Naughty Dog, Infinity Ward, Sony's Santa Monica Studio, EA, and Bungie has announced the creation of a AAA studio. That's No Moon. That's the name of the studio.
Cheese Grommet.
The new studio has already secured a $100 million investment from Crossfire Studio Smilegate to work on its debut title, a story-driven action-adventure game. The upcoming title will be led by Taylor Kurosaki, a creative director, former narrative design lead at Naughty Dog and studio narrative director at Infinity Ward, and Jacob Minkoff as game director, former lead game designer on The Last of Us, and design director of Call of Duty Modern Warfare. That's No Moon's founding team also includes Michael Mumbauer, CEO and former head of PlayStation's Visual Arts Group, Tina Kolowski, Chief Strategy Officer and current EVP and board member of Giant Squid and former director of product development at Santa Monica Studio, Nick Cononellos, COO, former senior development director at EA. I don't know why I'm having trouble reading. It's weird. Barry Genova, CTO, formerly foundation engineering lead at Bungie. George Allison, CFO, former head of finance for global services division at PlayStation. That's
so,
like a stacked fucking group of people.
So how long till we see anything? And can people from all of those studios agree on what type of game to make?
That's... You're asking the real questions right now.
Do we get a microtransactioned, epically long narrative, first-person shooter
So let's see here. Either nothing comes of it and it just fizzles out and goes defunct. Yep. We'll get an Uncharted or Last of Us clone. Because it's an action-adventure game, so I'm assuming we'll get some weird Uncharted clone. That's, like, good, but it's, like, a clone, so it's got no, like, soul. Or, I don't know, what other options could happen? We'll get some garbage, some mobile live game. Service garbage, or a mobile game.
Just a mobile game.
Yep. Six years, by the way.
That's Bunny Woof long. Woof.
I don't think we'll see anything for 6 years.
6 years?
Yeah.
I'll take the over.
I think that's safe.
Free money! somebody check with less than 6 years when we're still somehow doing this podcast. Number eight. Over 200,000 players logged in to play the beta for Amazon's New World this last weekend. The upcoming MMO's tablet went dark. The upcoming MMO's beta was the seventh most played title on Steam that day. By comparison, Amazon's Crucible, which was canceled last year, peaked at around 25,000 people. So we've upped it by eight times. Seven times. Eight times. Seven times. Math. Not a math pod.
Not my strong suit.
I'm intrigued. I still am very, very, very skeptical and not positive that I like what I've seen. But we've talked about this today already, so I'm not going to run through the entire gamut again. But I'm hoping to catch a few WoW people, Max specifically, playing it and see what they tend to think. Because for MMOs, for me, a lot of it is the end game. I'm not concerned with how I get there. I am concerned. How I get there needs to be fun and enjoyable and not this slog.
All right.
I can't deal with a slog. And then I need to be able to do things to retain my attention once I'm there.
My prediction.
Oh boy, here we go.
Is that currently there's effectively no end game. Because Amazon, I'm going to just refer to them. I'm going to generalize here, even though I'm, you know, it's not really Amazon who's making the game. They're like, it's, you know, there's people making it. Not automatons. They haven't considered endgame because they were so concerned about figuring out small ways to monetize it and also cosmetics. Like building houses and doing all that stuff that they just were like, oh, we don't have time to figure out endgame. We'll worry about that later.
It's not a terrible take.
It's not a good take. Like, it's not, I mean.
No, well, it's.
We'll find out if it's a good take.
But it's. For our hope and enjoyment of the game, that's a very bad outlook.
Yeah.
But it's a good take because it's probably pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Ideally,
it competes like
$40 and no monthly sub.
Yeah. Which is, it could be like that weighs heavily in its favor. Like that, you could.
Entry points low.
Yeah. You could forgive a lot of things for that price.
It's just a matter of I need gameplay stuff to be solid. And also for me specifically in our scenario, if no one else I know is playing it, if there was one other person that's mentioned it in the guild so far that like they might check it out, but like Dewey's not in, you're not in, whatever. I need people to play an MMO with, and if I don't have that, I'll be able to burn halfway, and then be like, but what am I doing this for?
I'm not
the social butterfly. I go find new people to play.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm 100% not that person. I'm like keeping a close eye on it because I am always interested in playing games with friends, and I'm always interested in...
Oh, sorry, you're serious.
Listen. Not going to get into it right now.
I love you.
I'm always interested in MMOs for some weird reason as well.
I mean, you played a lot of them, though. Like, we have we have an MMO history. We have an MMO background.
It's just, you got to time it right. Because, like, if you don't jump on the bandwagon when everyone else gets on the bandwagon, you're already fucked.
Right. But if the bandwagon sucks and it falls apart in 5 minutes, then
you
don't want to jump on anyway.
Yeah. All right.
Like, oh, man, that looks like a really rickety bandwagon.
That was a bad bandwagon.
The wheel's like falling off. I don't want to be here. But I think it would be fun because I do miss it. That's the other part of, like, I was talking with you and Dewey earlier of, like, I miss playing games with us.
Yeah, we haven't done it
in a while. And there's potential for an MMO like that that doesn't have a monthly sub.
Yeah.
That we could just do it and all be together in, and then, like, oh, you're playing, but I'm not on. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
I'll catch up, and, or, you know, I'm playing or you'll catch up, whatever. We'll just all be able to do things together.
Yep.
But
we'll see.
There's the two of us, and then there's the third person I just mentioned, which, literal crapshoot.
That's why you love him.
The man's randomness is admirable.
Lives for the moment.
lives to win. Die.
So Annapurna Interactive.
Yes, AI.
They had a little. They had a little showcase.
Hello, everyone. My name is whatever that video is.
So much for the reading mode on this browser.
is there such a thing as a reading mode?
Yeah, it's supposed to strip out all the photos and videos and just to show you the text.
I failed immediately.
Yep, because it left all the videos in.
Apple, you silly goose.
All right, so anyways, they had a showcase. We're going to rip through these games that they showed off. Stray, I think, is the big...
That's the cat one.
That's the cat one.
We've talked about Stray before when Annapurna showed it off the first time. It's the robots. It's the cat. It is a very sad beginning. And almost made me not want to play it because I just don't want to put myself through that.
Yep. Starts off with the cat injured.
But it looks cute. That. It does look cute.
Yeah.
Looks like a nice puzzle solver.
It does. It looks interesting, actually. I mean, after the...
Ooh, I have a deal I need to shout out and then remember to buy later. Unrelated.
No, that's fair. After the sad cat, trailer moved on, and I was like, oh, this is interesting. I might have to check this out. Because I'm a cat. Who doesn't like to, you know, be a cat and, like, knock shit off ledges and rub up on things? All that good stuff.
Oh, my God. I can't remember the name of the game. There was a cat game.
Skateboard cat one?
No. It was a cat game. This was years ago.
Okay.
And your idea was, it wasn't No Miko No. That was a different game. That one, I think it was Miko. No Miko No was, there was a bowl of like cereal and a cat paw kept coming in and you had to keep swatting the cat paw away.
One of my favorite gifts of all time is the Velociraptor hitting the bowl of cereal off the counter.
Yes. That it's a great commercial too.
Yeah.
We're looking that up. We're going to look that up after. Now we got to watch it. Now you brought it up. There was a cat game where you played almost like first person cat. You just had two paws, typical just stick paws.
Yeah.
But you were jumping around this room, and your objective was to wreck as many things as you can in order to get the highest score.
So it's like those rage rooms, but you're a cat.
But it was like a bedroom, and there's just like shelves with books and trophies on it, and you're just jumping up and just whacking everything off as much as you can. I can't remember what the hell the name of that game was. But it was hysterical because I remember, now throw it back. I remember, I believe, CNNers and some other people playing it back in the day.
That sounds like a game they would play.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, we have The Artful Escape, which got a release date, which I don't know, September 9th. Just kidding. it sends players on a psychedelic multidimensional journey that involves lots of guitar riffs. Storyteller. Let's see here. You build your own narrative. You're given a theme, character, location, and other narrative elements, which you can then mix and match using a drag and drop system. The Outer Wilds is getting an expansion. I believe it is its only expansion it's going to receive, called The Echoes of the Eye, and it's supposed to be out September 28th. We got a look at Neon White. It is from the creator of Donut County. It's
good game.
It's described as a speedrunning first-person shooter about exterminating demons in heaven. So, that's...
Listen, you got to do what you got to do.
That's something.
There's some demons.
You got to kill them.
Solar Ash. Coming out in October. Yeah, trailer. A Memoir Blue. It explores memory. Story of a daughter, mother and daughter experienced through memories cherished and memories suppressed. There's a gameplay trailer for Skin Deep. Sci-fi game about sneaking, subverting, and sabotaging all the way to a white screen that randomly decided to pop up on my device. I'm just having...
You're killing it.
Having a rough time. The iPad is, like, really asking for death. I don't know what it is, but something, like, about this device, when it doesn't behave the way that I desire it to, I want to murder it in the most gruesome ways. Like, I just want to, like, slowly bend it in half and listen to all its little, like, internal circuitry organs slowly tear apart. Anyways, I'm not psychotic. Where'd I leave off? Storytellers?
Yeah.
Outer Wilds, Neon, Solar Ash, Memoir Blue, Skin Deep. What else? They talked about a number of new partnerships. I think that was it for games. Yeah, that's it for games.
All right, cool. If you are somebody that likes indie games and likes just some chill, like Annapurna makes great shit. So go check all of them out, even if Matt's glorious description didn't do them any help.
I mean, I work with what I got, all right? I didn't watch it. They're not the type of games I play. I'm sure they're fantastic. I'm sure that I probably would like them if I did play them. There's trailers for all of them. Check them out. Buy them. Play them. Tell me that they're good and that I'm an idiot for not knowing anything. It's a fair assessment.
To be fair, he said it. Now for questionable things we didn't write full paragraphs on. It's now time for Larry to sing a silly song. Everybody's got a water buffalo. Yours is fast, but mine is slow. Number one, that's going to be a reference that I don't think anybody's going to get, and I love it. Number one, Netflix is reportedly in early development on a live-action Pokemon TV series, according to Variety. Now, part of me says, please no. Part of me also says, I'm listening, because I know how good Detective Pikachu was.
That was referenced a few times in the article I read.
So, if...
And also the producer and director, I don't know, someone who heavily has worked on Lucifer is involved. I don't know. People like that show right now. Okay. I don't fucking know. It's terrible.
Let's just use Pokemon Detective Pikachu as a baseline, and I'm more concerned with what story are they going to try to tell. Are they going to try to just make a live-action Pokemon the movie where it's the whole original one again, but live-action? Like, I don't know if that's what you got to do. I'm curious. But also, for your best audience, you have to go that early. You can't go new, because new will put off a lot of people. Because you gotta establish, we gotta get there. Number two. What?
I was gonna go into the whole thing, like kind of like the Star Wars thing, where really, if they want to make money, which they do, they need to go for the younger kids, because then they get them for life, and then they suck the parents in as well, because the parents are forced to buy.
The immediate thing is that you start with the live action of the old, and then the second movie is not a sequel. It is just an entirely more modern, different story. But you see if you can appease people with the animation from the from, because it's gonna, it's a live action, but it's, if it's like Detective Pikachu, you need to be able to please everyone with it, which that did. Number two, according to a FIFA insider, FIFA 23 will be free to play. Man, we're already talking about that. Who gives a shit? Number three, PAX West has announced that it will require proof of a COVID 19 vaccination
or a negative test. I think
get stabbed. Number four, our favorite, one of our friends, always hated it when I would walk past her, be like, "You gonna stab me later?" I would just say it loudly in the store.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, "What are you talking about?" I'm like, "Yeah, you know, oh yeah.
I'll take a good stabbing.
Yeah, you know, every now and then. Somebody's got to do it." GameStop announced that it intends to rebrand EB Games in Canada to GameStop. Man, can you imagine EB Games still existing? Good old electronics boutique. Number five, Nintendo has announced that Match 3 mobile title Dr. Mario World will close down later this year. 2 years after its launch, the game's last day will be October 31st, and the service will end on November 1st. Number six, entertainment and enterprise company Streamline Media Group announced that Sean Layden has joined its advisory board. Layden will provide the company counsel on its strategy for games and business. Streamline Media Group is a game services company. And number seven.
Good luck with that one.
Vitalina. Batsara Shakina.
Sure.
Won an Olympic gold medal for shooting air pistols while wearing a Witcher medallion. This isn't her first time either. She was sporting her Witcher medallion and Witcher-themed shooting glasses at the 2016 Olympics. Also has one of the greatest shooting stances. I don't know if you saw the...
I did. She looks like a fucking badass.
Yeah, just looks
hand
chill.
Hand in pocket. Yeah, like, just
don't mind me. I'm going to slaughter everyone.
So I'm usually not, like... I usually find that type of... wearing like a Witcher medallion, like cringy.
Yeah.
But
heaven forbid it's a world-class athlete and you're like, oh.
Yeah, she literally has won Olympic medals in air pistol. Like, she gets a heavy pass on that. Like,
heavy pass. She's also, if you were the person competing next to her, right, and you see her with the stance she had wearing that, you just go, I'm not gonna fucking win. I can't beat that. You already know it's over.
Yeah, it's pretty dope. Pretty dope.
Anyway, it's been 7 weeks. What you been up to?
Let's see here.
Seven days, actually. Not 7 weeks.
Seven weeks.
It's been 7 days. What you been up to?
We record so far in the future.
We've been predicting things this whole time.
Played a little. Didn't really play much games. Busted out the steering wheel. Tried that out.
Vroom, vroom.
Dirt Rally 2.0 is obscenely difficult. I suck. I did get into what the fuck is it called? The Seta Corsa or whatever. And I took a Shelby Cobra 427 around a retro track for a while, which was surprisingly a good time.
You're just like... Yeah.
Yep. And then I watched my lovely significant other drive. That was fun. She wasn't expecting like the force feedback, and like the car, I threw her in like a GT3, like a fucking Porsche GT3, like RS or something like that.
Oh yeah, something to give it
something a stupid. And like it was fighting her the whole time, like really hard, which was fun to watch. Other than that, I've been reading my Star Wars Knights of the Republic omnibus book, trying to chip through that. That's about it. I mean, I'm working on our baby room there, so that's been taking up a good chunk of time. That's really about it. It's just been like a lot of like life stuff. The pup has it's not really a pup. He's like an old man now. Had an ear infection. So we had to do an emergency vet appointment for that. And then my brother got tickets to a local baseball game. So I went to that. Just been like a busy, busy week.
Just you, for you doing baseball things. I'm so proud.
I know.
I get more proud when I get, I mean, we're sitting here at the trade deadline and I'm getting text messages from you. And you're like, Anthony Rizzo. I'm like, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
Got him.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was fun. Did a little family baseball trip. Scoped out the local stadium.
Yeah, family baseball trip. You got to experience your first trade deadline day.
Yeah. So, that's it for me, though. What you got going on?
Wow. And MLB The Show.
Mm-hmm. Making some progress with your card sorting, I see.
Yes, I'm down to one final box, except that box is going to be much easier than it is, because that's one of the boxes that I think just needs to get emptied and moved into a different box. There's a bunch. That's like my... there's like some autos in there and some other stuff that are like... They're in bigger cases that they can't fit in other things. So, so now I'm down to... I need to start sorting what I have sorted out by teams and then start doing like that. Now I'm into the second sort phase. Once I get rid of that box, I'm into the first. I'm done with the first sort phase.
Yeah.
And this box can now go back to where it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm into the second sort phase, which is why I bought this box. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Progress.
Mm-hmm.
WoW wise, I have officially killed the raid on normal. I have. Guild hasn't.
Fucking slackers.
Not to like.
Bunch of slackers.
Not like in a haha take that way, but like a. We haven't killed it as a group yet, but I went and found a group because we didn't raid this week.
Mm-hmm.
So I went and found one and managed to kill it with them.
Managed. Like it was hard.
Well, it actually wasn't hard at all. We absolutely slapped damage. And I felt good the entire time. Felt real good. I was vibing. I was basically doing the old, exactly. Yeah, yeah. The cat bobhead meme. Just, yeah, I was just doing damage. Is it Levin Polka? Ivan Polka?
I don't know.
It's either L or an I, and then A V E N A N Polka. God, it's such a good gif. But yeah, basically just doing that as we're just killing bosses. I literally didn't get in voice chat with them the entire time, and we killed the entire raid. We only wiped twice, and it was the final two bosses. Wiped once on KT and then once on Sylvanas. Walked in the second time, killed it. Second time on Sylvanas, killed it. I had never pulled either boss, so I was kind of flying by the seat of my pants for the most part. I had watched a ton of Sylvanas during the world first race, but that's obviously a mythic. Mm-hmm. So I had to figure out what doesn't happen during during normal. Yeah. I was like, wait, I'm getting prepared for... Oh, wait, no, that doesn't happen here. Okay, all right, let's just... But I didn't watch any of the KT stuff. So I was like, I know, like, kill adds, there's a phylactery, but no one had told me what to do. Because there were some people in voice and they were going over, like, what they need to do. But no one had typed anything or been like... Yeah, hey, Aoi, do you agree? Like, you understand what you need to do? Like, no one said anything, so I was just like, well, if they don't tell me I did something wrong, I'm fine.
Continued vibing.
Continue vibing and doing damage until told otherwise. Basically, like a great flow chart of, has anybody messaged you yet? No? Keep vibing. Have they messaged you? Yes. Just to say good job? Yes, keep vibing. And so, yeah, so that's done. I got a helm, so the helm gives me my unholy bonus of Shards of Domination. That's not going to mean much to you, but it's a good thing for me.
Okay.
Means
I'm happy for you.
Just means more damage.
More vibing.
I think, depending on how Tuesday goes, which is when the vault opens and I get my reward from that, there's a solid chance Aoi no longer gets anything. Aoi, my druid, my main, no longer gets any gear out of going to normal. I'm missing two pieces. And there's a solid chance he just doesn't need to go there anymore. Until, like, I would start at that point having to look for heroic raids.
I was going to say, that kind of puts you in a...
That means I start
a worse spot for him, like, where you're like, fuck, I gotta really...
Yeah, now I gotta try again.
Yeah.
I was doing the whole thing without trying, man. I'm not telling you, I'm not trying.
Or you gotta wait for your guild to get up to that level.
So then, I was playing the show. new content just dropped today. Then they were doing roster updates all day because of trade deadline stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the new inning dropped. Nolan Ryan. Oh my god, I don't even remember who the bosses are now. It's Nolan Ryan and two others. Fuck, why don't I remember there? Oh well. Yeah, so just playing and earning cards, having fun, because I just enjoy playing baseball. It's a good time.
Baseball.
Yeah, so that's that. And then, yeah, played a little split gate. Just dibble-dabble. Probably like three matches, because every other time I try to join, the servers are terrible.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I try to join, and it's like, servers are down. I'm like, ah.
Did you split some gates?
Yeah, you could tell there's a lot of people that don't understand the gate concept.
Okay.
Or not that they don't understand it, but they're like, all right, I'm playing a shooter. I'm playing a shooter, and then they just don't even like really think about how to use gates, because the amount of people I shot in the back is just hysterical.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I would refuse to basically not gate. I'd spawn gate, and then just start jumping and like looking through gates to shoot through gates. And
yeah, I would have some trouble with that one.
I think my first game was like 22-4. But like I said, there were...
Map awareness is not my strong suit.
Well, there were... Yeah. And I just... you like most kind of shooters, you benefit from running and gunning.
Yeah.
Battlefield's like one of the ones where it can hurt you to do that. But it's, even then, still you get rewarded usually. And so I was just constantly moving and shooting, whatever. But there were clearly moments where you'd come up behind somebody that's like, not there's sprinting, and they're just like walking.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh no, you have no idea how to play. And then you see them like kind of looking around. And you're like, I don't even want to kill you. Ah, sorry, I gotta kill you. I feel like unfair if I don't kill you.
Just gotta put you out of your misery.
Yeah, like shh, just look at the sunset, Lenny. Just look at the sunset. But yeah, so that's been it. That's all I got. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Be better humans, Blizzard.
And the rest of you.
Looking at you, Blizzard.
Blizzard specifically. And then the rest of you humans.
Just, you know, practice the golden rule. Treat everyone the way you would like to be treated. Unless you're, you know, if you got some weird kinks and
stuff. Yeah, if you're like into that, don't do that.
Yeah. You just gotta.
You gotta work through that.
Apply some common sense. Apply some rare sense.
Yeah, say the next PSA is going to please be everybody gain some common sense. All right, we'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.